Alec, do you deny that science can't account for everything?
I do.
Well, what can't it account for?
Here, let me list five things.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. We'll hit the pause button there. I'm John Gager. Alec, this was a memorable moment in a debate between atheist Peter Atkins and Christian philosopher William Lane Craig.
John, Atkins made a bold assertion, one that reaches far beyond the limits of science into what's called scientism. William Lane Craig called him on it. He went on to list a number of things that science cannot prove, but instead must be assumed in order to do science. Number one, logical and mathematical truths cannot be proven by science. Science presupposes logic and math, so that to try and prove them by science would be arguing in a circle. Two, metaphysical truths, like there are other minds other than my own, or that the external world is real, or that the past wasn't created 5 minutes ago with the appearance of age. These are rational beliefs that cannot be scientifically proven. Number three, ethical beliefs about statements of value are not accessible by the scientific method. You can't show by science whether the Nazi scientists in the camps did anything evil as opposed to the scientists in Western democracies. Four, aesthetic judgments cannot be accessed by the scientific method because the beautiful, like the good, cannot be scientifically proven. And number five, most remarkably, would be science itself. Science is permeated with unprovable assumptions, for example, that the speed of light is constant. William Lane Craig powerfully pointed out that every scientist is a person of faith, even if some scientists don't like it.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministry.